technology will be the ruination of mankind.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. Head over to gruntfreepress.com for something, for whatever reason. Send emails to podcast@gruntfreepress.com and join my Forza Horizon 3 club. A little driving club I got going on there. Believe it's called Grunt Free Press. If I'm not mistaken, I just set it up. I've been playing Forza since Friday, I think, pretty much. I'll get into that as a whole fucking deal if I have time at the end. But yeah, I've been playing that for a few days at this point, and man, are my tires tired or something. I don't know. I don't really have an intro. So yeah, we pretty much just talk about video games and surrounding subjects and shit like that. So let's get to it, because as usual, I have a tendency to go on some rants, and yeah, I get backed up. And my podcast colon, it's impacted. So let's give it a good flushing. So we got a 4 alpha. Talk about that. The 4 alpha, 4 honor. I also have, there's a tradition where I just start off really bad too. Go back and yeah, you get 62 other episodes. You can, you know, there's evidence out there. 4 honor is what I meant to say. The 4 honor alpha, which I played. Which I did talk about this before a while ago, since I think like E3, like last year maybe. Basic premise is you get like 3 different factions fighting each other: samurai, Vikings, and knights, something like that. I don't know what the fuck the story is about. Something about fucking ancient fucking whatever Pangaea landmass or some shit, and I don't know, some kind of like disaster, and it fucking ended up somehow these 3 fucking groups all meet and just fucking stab and pummel and fucking, I don't know, beat the shit out of each other for whatever reason. I don't know. Don't really care. But that's what you get in the end. You get fucking 3 factions fucking fighting each other. So So yeah, I get to play the alpha. I signed up for that after that E3, and they, you know, sent me the code. And I don't think the actual game's coming out till February. So it's kind of cool. It's like, yeah, it's an alpha, but it's an actual alpha for once. It's not like fucking like, oh yeah, here's the beta, and the game's coming out in like fucking a month or whatever. So I played quite a bit of it, and I really liked it. So. It's multiplayer only, no fucking like story, no nothing, no like, oh, here's the first mission or two. So again, I really don't know what the fuck the story is, and like I said, I really don't care. The alpha was only open for like 3 days, I think. And the first day I tried, like, as soon as I got it, I'm like, ah, cool. And I fucking got on at, like, whatever, 7 in the morning and try to play, and like, having some trouble connecting, like, it was taking a long time to connect to servers and work good, like, you know, the first like one or two times, and it was, you know, real slow and fucking whatever. It'd freeze up, or not really freeze up, but I'd be like, ah, this is weird, it's fucking taking forever, maybe we should try like rebooting it. And I'd have to like, it wouldn't even let you like quit out. You go to like the quit option and nothing would happen. You'd have to like control alt delete or like fucking Windows X fucking end test type of shit, task manager, fucking end the alpha. And but again, you can't really complain. Just again, it's a pretty real fucking alpha. I mean, the first day, the servers were kind of fucked up. You know, they were just like, they eventually get messages saying like, oh yeah, the servers are having trouble. There's some connection issues or whatever. So I only had to play a little bit the first day, a little bit the second day, and I played quite a bit the third day. But yeah, when it worked, and again, this isn't like a fucking critique on the game, it's what it's because shit's gonna happen in a fucking alpha. Yeah, it's a really, really fun, unique multiplayer game, I thought. I had really, really good time with it. So yeah, you get those three factions, and, for this, they had six different classes you could pick from. But I just started it off with like a basic three for each faction. You know, one for each faction, then, you know, three total. And there was like an unlock system, kind of like Rainbow Six Vegas type thing, where you play here and earn your currency, then you use that currency to unlock these other classes. And I think I unlocked like two of them or whatever. But the way the classes work, I mean, their basic moves are pretty much the same. I mean, you know, it's, probably explain a little bit of how it works. It's like, you know, you use the, right thumbstick. You can, hold your weapon either, you know, up, left or right. And then, you know, you hit, whatever. I think it's like right button for quick attack and, right trigger for a, heavy attack. And whatever, they kind of do like an auto block. So whatever your, whatever side you're holding your weapon on, if somebody attacks that same side, you'll block it, you know, so it's fine. Then it'll be open for like a second. You can switch up to another stance and attack them, whatever. And the shit from there, like if you hold X for certain guys, like they'll tackle and shit. And, you know, you can parry all that. So those three, the classes, the three that are, you know, well, all six of them really, the basic moves are the same. They have like, you know, these special abilities and, you know, different stats. And, like the samurai is quick and he does a lot of damage, and, you know, the knight's slow, but he has more, you know, more resistance, more, a little more health or whatever. And, I wound up playing this, like big defender dude with a mace that he had some perk where you could gain, you get unlock those too, like on top of the different stats. It's as you play, you unlock, you know, it's like a perk, almost like whatever Call of Duty fucking whatever perk system, where you know, the more you level up, it's pretty straightforward though. It's just fucking just like a line in different categories. It's like, oh, you know, you fucking play this, you unlock this, and you can swap them up or whatever. But so then the one I played the most, the dude with the fucking mace, just because, you know, pretty much everybody else is like swords or whatever. I'm like, oh, this is cool. It's a fucking like pretty brutal fucking mace. And so he had some perk where you could gain health by killing AI soldiers. It's kind of like the main mode is like 4-on-4, like domination and, you know, the basic fucking, you know, capture and hold, like A, B, and C. And A and B were, I'm sorry, A and C would be, just, you know, nobody would be there, you know, it'd just be like a neutral point you capture. And, once you do that, if you sit in those spots, you'd owned it and nobody else was in there, you'd regain health and shit. So you'd go out, get in a fight, whatever, run back to A or C, whatever you own. And you'd regain health. But then in B, it's kind of like the middle point. You get, two armies like clashing. You get like your, you know, friendly army and the enemy army, and they're clashing in the middle at B. If you want that point, you gotta go in there and you gotta help your army and you gotta fucking just kill all the, you know, all the AI that's in there, clear them all out. And, you know, as you do that, like your, you know, your guys fucking advance further and shit till eventually it's just your guys in the circle, then you can capture it. But you don't gain health from doing that. So this dude with the mace had a perk where, if you just kill like the enemy AI and they die in like one or two hits, like whatever. If you, as you're killing them, you're gaining health, you know. So that's, I thought that's pretty cool. It's like, oh, this dude, if I put this on, like, this dude is just fucking, you know, big fucking high resistance fucking defender. It kind of meant to just stay in the middle of the fucking, this pit here and be, all this shit's going on, and just fucking, you know, as the other enemies are running in, like, they can't heal or nothing, and you're just fucking sitting there fucking, you know, middle of the fight with them, you fucking break off and run a little bit and fucking kill some AI and get some health. I thought that was pretty cool. My kind of style of just fucking like, be a fucking animal, fucking idiot, and just, you know, swing as much as you can. So, So that was the main mode there, the 4v4 fucking domination. Yeah, you get points too. I mean, it's like, again, regular dom, it's like regular domination or whatever, conquest, or, you know, the more points you hold, you're gaining points, you know, you're gaining like points towards winning the game, you know, just fucking like ticking up like the overall score for your team as you're holding them. And then as, you know, if you kill the AI too, you get like whatever, a point or something too, that adds up too. Yeah, so, whatever team's fucking losing, like, once you hit the score limit, I played quite a few matches, but it's still, like, kind of confused, but, like, I don't even know exactly what the score limit is or what's going on here, but it seems that once you hit, like, that score limit, right, instead of just fucking, like, outright losing, I think, like, if you, whatever team's losing, like, they just, it makes it so they can't respawn anymore. You know, so it'd be like fucking like, all right, fucking the score limit's reached, fucking now it's all of a sudden it's like, so, almost like fucking whatever, what the fuck, no respawn, like whatever, like fuck, you know what I mean? But just fucking that the losing team can't respawn, the other team can just keep respawning until, like, you know, the losing team goes and captures a point. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Then it goes back to, you know, a little more fucking room where you can fucking try to make a comeback. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, again, kind of confusing, even after, like, you know, a dozen matches, like, I'm still not 100% sure, like, fucking, like, what the best strategy was, or, it's like, team seems to be doing good, and then fucking, up, you guys lose, and, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, sudden death, like, no respawns or whatever, and fucking, it wasn't clear, like, fucking, like, what did we do wrong, like, what happened, like, I don't know. But whatever, it's just fun running around fucking bashing people with a mace, pretty awesome. And it, you know, just fucking all out brawling. It's like, you know, you can be in this one-on-one duel with someone and, you know, you're fucking like, fucking in the middle of an empty field, you're fucking just like, you know, dueling the dude, fucking one-on-one, fucking, and then like whatever, his buddy, like fucking his buddy or you know, two of his friends just fucking run up and just bash you in the back of the fucking head. And it's like, oh shit. Like, you just get fucking like stomped. Like, it's good. Good fucking brutal shit. Not super gory. I mean, that I found. I mean, it's not like fucking like chivalry or anything. I remember chivalry, fucking medieval fucking warfare, whatever the fuck that game was called. I played a while ago where it's like, it's fucking like goofy, like fucking almost like cartoon violence. It's fucking like, you know, heads lopping off and fucking arms and shit and just blood fucking squirting everywhere. Not quite like that, but just feel the way it feels though. It feels more brutal than it is fucking like bloody and shit. You know, character feels fucking like heavy and shit as he's moving and walking, and you know, just the swings of the sword just feels fucking rough and, you know, brutal. I mean that in a good way. And, you know, your character just has like weight to him and shit. Then other than that, they did a dual mode where it's just one on one, just fucking facing, you know, one on one fucking fight till one of you dies. And they have like the best of five rounds wins, and that's just pretty intense. I mean, it's almost like a fighting game at that point where you're playing like footsies and trying to make the other guy open up and fake him out so you can make a combo, and, you know, you're trying to keep him guessing what you're going to do. And also like a fighting game. I mean, you pretty much just start out this fucking game just like, all right, whatever. You understand the basics of fucking the stances and whatever. I can just like heavy light attack and a swing and whatever, try to block. And, I mean, and then that shit can work if you, you know, if you're unpredictable and you're doing whatever, you fucking just, you know, thinking the guy, that works fine. But then if you dig a little bit deeper into it, I mean, you can look into there is a menu, you can look at your character, and it's like, oh yeah, here are these fucking combos, and you know what I mean, like these long fucking combos, like fucking light heavy, and fucking like whatever, I couldn't figure out the fucking like timing to make it work, or whatever, but, and like the special abilities are always fucking like, oh, somebody's blocking, or they just like whiffed, and you could fucking like go and like tackle them, or fucking whatever, throw a fucking smoke bomb, and fucking like all this shit. And yeah, this is one of those things where it's like, it's probably gonna take a long fucking time to get good at the game and know what the fuck you know what I mean, know like the nuances of it. But so that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just it's simple at first, then you look at the move set and it's like, oh shit, there's like, you know, all this shit I can do, all these fucking perks and gear and shit I can equip, and, you know. Or you get pushed off a fucking castle wall into a spike pit, you know, and die immediately. And it's like, fuck, how did that guy do that? I want to do that, you know. Or I get fucking whatever, slide down a ladder, or somebody's coming up and you fucking knock him off, and then you just go over there where he's fucking dazed and fucking start pounding on him, you know. There's a lot to it. And yeah, I mean, I'm pretty convinced at this point he's going to have some kind of legs and be worth playing. When it comes out, because it's just like, dude, this is fucking like, I could play this alpha for a pretty long time and like not be bored of it. And you know what I mean? Just like one or two maps and whatever. And fucking, you know what I mean? Not finished yet. It's pretty fucking fun. So I'm looking forward to it at this point. I don't even know what, you know, criticism or real feedback I'd give on it. They sent me some survey and just fucking like, I just pretty much just said like, fucking like, how would you improve it? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you for the most part. I mean, I'm pretty much sold. I mean, it's fucking, you know, the obvious shit, like fucking like, hey, maybe better tutorial. I mean, again, it's a fucking alpha. It's just fucking the tutorial is just fucking like, oh yeah, this is the basic shit. Now just go. And, you know, again, I ended up towards the end, like opening the menus and being like, oh, look at all the shit I can do. But, yeah, I mean, after playing it for fucking hours, I didn't feel like I fucking scratched the surface of the fucking nuances and shit. And some, you know, obvious shit. I hope there's more than fucking, you know, more maps and more game types in the final game, and dedicated servers. I mean, that'd be good too. I mean, I don't know if there is fucking dedicated servers, but how they handle it is, so if somebody left the match, it'd freeze the game for a few seconds, and it'd be a fucking like some thing would pop up being like, you know, resynchronizing or whatever, and you just fucking be kind of like frozen for a few seconds. Where, I mean, people can leave like it, you know, in and out. It's not a big deal. I mean, it shouldn't be either, unless it's like whatever, some kind of like ranked match or something like that. But it pretty much just repopulates whoever left of the bot. And the bots are whatever, variable. I mean, they can be fucking like ridiculously tough. I had a hard time fucking fighting some of them. It's not just like, oh, a stupid bot, like I'll just go fucking murder him. Like some of them are fucking tough and shit, and they give you a fucking run for your money. They'd fucking kill you, like whatever. But Yeah, so people would leave and it just whatever, just like freeze up the game or whatever. Migrating hosts. So yeah, I don't think that shit happens on dedicated servers, but I mean that's kind of annoying. So I mean, hopefully that's you know, they were just like whatever, they have better server or a better way to fucking deal with that when the game comes out. But that was actually the thing in the survey. It was just fucking like, you know, how would you find like resynchronization or like whatever the fuck it was? I'm just, you know, whatever is fucking not great. But oh, and then I had some fucking connection issues with trying to find a game with somebody else, like, you know, somebody in my party. But I think that was more on their end, just because they had fucking whatever, their NAT was like moderate instead of like open, which is, you know, that's a deal, that's an issue. But fucking I don't know. So yeah, I mean, pretty cool. I mean, fucking game's not coming out till fucking February. It's, you know, it seemed really polished and fucking ran great for an alpha. Again, just fucking like, dude, like fucking the like, I was playing on the PC and like the fucking specs for that, like the, like all the requirements, the like fucking, like it's a good looking game and the fucking, the requirements are like fucking like real low. This is fucking like, dude, I can fucking crank this, like with my computer that's like, you know, middle of the road, can fucking crank this shit on fucking ultra, like no problem. Like it's fucking, and again, it's not finished. I'm sure they'll put like more like polish, more fucking effects and shit on there. So maybe not ultra, but it's fucking still, like, it seems like just about anybody could run it on fucking PC. I mean that just about anybody who's fucking, you know, their shit's like up to date within the past like 5 years, it'd probably be all set. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, because I was impressed. Just ran a lot better than fucking Forza, which I'll get to. On PC, but hopefully I'll get to it. I don't know. So yeah, For Honor. I mean, I want to play more of it at this point. I'm pretty sure there'll be more fucking betas and fucking alphas and shit. I mean, that'll be coming, I'm sure, before February. But speaking of which, just get that out of the way right now. The weekly update of, did I get my Friday the 13th the game? My beta code yet for a game that's supposedly coming out in October. I'm pretty sure it is too, because they did send out some fucking like notices of like, you know, if you back this, we're gonna start charging cards now. So I mean, fucking like, if you don't want to be charged in October, like it'd been like fucking whatever, they've been doing the after Kickstarter like fucking pre-order program thing, they fucking did that shit you know, pretty much since whatever that fucking Kickstarter ended, like last October. They had some whatever the fuck they call it, like slasher backer or whatever the fuck, of just fucking like, all right, well, Kickstarter's over. Like once that closed, like that was it. I mean, they charged you for whatever you ordered on the Kickstarter. So, and then they did like fucking like, oh, if you know, buy shit on the backer thing, dude, and it's like fucking like, oh, well, you know, this fucking, we're like, all right, well, we're going to charge you. Like, this is it for that. I mean, we're going to start charging cards on there. And if not, unless you want to fucking pay for it in October, like, you know what I mean? So this kept saying October. So I'm pretty sure it's still coming out in October. And here it is, almost October. And still no beta code. So no, I didn't get the code. I even left the comment on the fucking, like, whatever, like the update on the fucking Kickstarter. I'm just like, hey, you know, it's kind of getting down to the wire here. What's going on? And no response. So I don't know. Nervous for more for them. I mean, like whatever. I don't really give a shit. I mean, I fucking paid for that a long time ago. But yeah. Other than that, yeah. That's the news. News on that. That's the name of that tune. So, yeah, I finished up, Resident Evil Zero, and, yeah, that game fucking sucks. Some of the latest, I've been going on the rants, I got a case of the rants, past couple episodes talking about fucking, like, dude, you wouldn't believe I've had to deal with this shit and this fucking Resident Evil Zero bullshit. Some other bullshit I had to fuck around with another terrible puzzle. I mean, you're just pretty much like flipping switches that moves this gauge, you know, there's a fucking gauge. It's like fucking like, oh, you gotta get this needle in the right spot on this gauge, and here's some switches, and flip them up and down until fucking like the needle hits the right fucking spot, and do that or whatever, do that till you find the right number, and then a random hole opens up in the fucking floor after you finish it, and you just fall in, you fall in this fucking hole, and you have to fucking, you know. Again, in the game, you're fucking controlling two people. You switch back and forth between them, so then you lose control of that character, and you switch to the other character, and you have to go fucking rescue the girl who fucking fell. And so, I mean, you know, you try going to the fucking hole, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what, do I have to fucking jump down there too? Like, whatever. I mean, you fucking walk up to it, and he just says fucking, click on the fucking hole, and he just says fucking the click hole. He just says fucking, I've got to rescue her. I mean, that's what he, you know, the line on the fucking screen is like, okay. So, I mean, what's that mean? I mean, the way the fucking, these fucking old Resident fucking Evil games are, I mean, you get these shitty fucking static screens. You can't look down. Like, what, like, how far down? Like, how far down is that? And, you know, you can't see if she's, like, right below you. You need to fucking, like, whatever. Like, it's just like, I need to rescue her. I mean, do you want me to, like, find a rope so I can fucking, like, you know, tie it to something? Like, you know, that kind of fucking deal. Like, which kind of makes sense, or, you know, something like that, like, in the room to make it fucking, like, you know what I mean, oh, my save was right there, and I had to fucking deal with that fucking shitty puzzle, and, again, if I fail doing this, it's gonna fucking revert me all the way back for another half an hour. But no, of course, what they want you to do is you gotta go into this unexplored section of the game, and fucking, it's got, this fucking, like, basement of, like, you know, three floor fucking basement with a bunch of puzzles and shit, and there's fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, as soon as I go down here, oh, here's a puzzle, like, one of the first things. It was like, okay, well, do I have to solve this, and, you know what I mean, before I, to open up something else to, get to her, or what? I mean, fucking, you know, do that to fucking find this bitch, or that screaming for help, and again, you're pretty much on a timer. I don't think there's an actual timer on the fucking screen, but just fucking, like, you could tell it's fucking, you know, the music's playing, it's just fucking like, oh, help, help, blah, 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 help, you know? It's like fucking great. I'm pretty sure if I fail this, like, that's gonna be it. I mean, so, I mean, you're just fucking in the section of fucking, like, I don't know what you want me to do, where you want me to go, and fucking, like, the map, I mean, there's a map you can fucking open up, like, whatever, but that shit's always ridiculous when there's multiple floors and fucking, you know, everything kind of looks the same and shit. And again, you fucking run into fucking like, oh, this door is locked, you need a key, and there's a fucking puzzle. And it's like, do I stop and try to figure this out, or, you know what? I mean, fucking, again, I'm on this timer, and whatever the fuck I do, if I don't find this bitch in time, I'm probably gonna have to fucking, you know, lose fucking all this progress that I've done to fucking do it. Fucking again. But yeah, just I don't know, just that's bad fucking game design. I mean, the objective's not clear, and you know, if you were to run out of time, it'd just be like fucking up, try again and again until you figure this shit out. And it's just, I don't know, bad game. I hit that point, I was fucking running around for like fucking, I don't know, like 10 minutes, and I was just fucking like, dude, I'm just, like, before the timer even fucking ran out, I was just gonna say, like, dude, fuck this, and just quit, quit again. It happened quite a few times, so while playing this, I just fucking had that urge to just be like, dude, fuck this game, and end it right there. You know, before the fucking time, that timer even ran out, when I saw, like, the end state, I was just gonna be like, dude, no, I'm not even gonna fucking deal with that. But eventually, just by a fucking random luck, I found her. It's just like, this is fucking, like, terrible. I don't know. Fuck that game. And then, I fucking move forward. Keep going through the game. I ended up beating it. I fucking wrote a review. You can read it. Not very positive, if you can't tell. But, you know, as you keep, like, progressing through the game, I mean, fucking, the game just, you know, it gets bigger, it fucking expands and shit, and kind of connects to itself. And this is one of those deals where it's like, I know normally I'd like this kind of fucking level design. I mean, almost like fucking like Dark Souls or something. I'm a big fan of, like, you know, open fucking connected fucking levels, but in this case, it's more like, again, it's not really open, it's just fucking a bunch of shit's locked off, and you're just fucking, as you're going, you're fucking just making, like, bigger and bigger circles outwards. But it'd be okay if it was bigger and bigger circles outward, and like actuality is fucking like, oh, all these fucking floors you're going up and down, and fucking like, oh, you gotta go through this fucking weird like little fucking off the screen fucking elevator to fucking like go up here, and it's just really fucking confusing. But yeah, normally I'd be a fan of that, you know, fucking connected fucking world, but yeah, just like most shit in Resident Evil Zero fucking sucks there. I mean, again, the opening of it, or well, they were just fucking introducing like the concepts and shit, and fucking, you know, almost like the tutorial, and you know, the first level there, the train level, that was, you know, that was fine because, you know, pretty small and confined and fucking, you know, easy to memorize. And like I said, it's basically like just like fucking like, yeah, here's like this long like closed off hallway almost. It's got two floors and like whatever. So you know, easy to memorize and fucking, at the end of it, once you finish that level, I mean, it's fucking like you just the train fucking crashes and just fucking it, the game literally fucking dumps all the items that were in the train and just fucking like just everything you had on there, everything that was on the fucking ground, it just fucking dumps all that shit out on the fucking floor. And I mean, that's how it goes from there on out. I mean, you just fucking like, oh, fill up your inventory, which is fucking real easy to do. You have like six fucking slots for shit and just fucking fill that up and try to find, you know, what do I need, what don't I need, fucking what you don't need, you fucking throw it on the floor. I mean, you probably have to go back for it, you're fucking making room, then like, you know, saying, you know, the levels are fucking expanding and getting bigger, and so it's like, alright, so now that just fucking adds on of like, now we have to fucking backtrack further and further, you know, as you go in the game, it's like fucking like, oh, I'm all the way out here, and now I have to go all the way fucking back there to pick up like my fucking hook shot that fucking was, you know, in the train, and I gotta fucking go through all these, you know, down all these fucking ladders and all this bullshit, and, you know, it's just garbage, fucking terrible game. So yeah, I mean, and then again, after, you know, fucking, I was saying like, oh, that train's cool, then after that the fucking levels are boring. I mean, it's just like, hey, look, a mansion, you know, after that, so I can, you know, it spits you out in a mansion because, you know, Resident Evil and fucking, you know, remember the mansion? Like fucking Resident Evil, fucking whatever. There's a South Park reference, if you didn't catch that, the new South Park. Actually, I think I wrote this before I actually fucking watched that, so there. Still convinced that Matt and Trey are stealing my ideas. So yeah, I mean, you're in this fucking mansion. It's pretty bland and fucking, you know, most of the monsters are really fucking stupid and you know, you have fucking giant bugs, giant fucking cockroaches and fucking spiders and fucking monkeys and spider monkeys and fucking frogs. It's fucking dumb. Like, it's just like, yeah, these are pretty uninspired. I mean, fucking, it's like, yeah, the zombie design's pretty cool. Then it's like, and like, here's like, whatever, shit monster, and here's fucking giant insects and shit. Fucking, I don't know. So after the mansion, you go into a fucking sewage treatment plant, and yeah, I mean, that's about as fun as it sounds. Just fucking generic fucking industrial shit, literally shit, you know, all looks the same, and again, you're dealing with the fucking shitty Resident Evil fixed camera. It's fucking like all this is, you know, these fucking pipes and steel grating looks the same as fucking the next one. I mean, it's color-coded a little bit differently, but it's like, how do I get from there to there? I don't know. I gotta go through this fucking door towards the screen and fucking, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, fucking, like, again, a lot of shit's like, oh, it's on the third floor, but the third floor, I gotta take this fucking elevator in this fucking corner, and it's just fucking ridiculous. Even using the maps, a fucking pain in the ass. So I mean, you know, constantly getting fucking turned around, fucking looking at the map and missing doors. You know, you're missing like fucking like straight fucking doors right in front of you because everything on the screen just looks like fucking rusted shit, literal fucking rusted shit because it's a sewage plant. So I missed this entire fucking section because it's like fucking like, oh hey, you know, I'm looking at the fucking whatever. Looking at the fucking map or whatever. I'm not fucking like constantly. There's not even a fucking at that point on a mechanical level. Well, there's not even a fucking like whatever. I kept it in Y, like fucking like, oh, Y should just be like whatever, bring up your quick map or whatever the fuck. There isn't a fucking quick map. You get to like bring up your inventory, like fucking move the cursor up, move it over like fucking like three times and fucking like hit map and then fucking like, oh, I gotta flip through all this shit. And so I try not to do that as much as I can and just fucking, yeah, man, I missed this entire fucking section because, you know, hey, he didn't fucking walk towards the camera enough and then fucking like switch his fucking camera angles and this is a whole fucking section that I missed. Then at the end of the game, you fight this fucking pile of shit and your partner is fucking turning these four valves into fucking whatever, open some hatch and like kill them or something stupid. I don't know, who cares? You're trying to keep the fucking, you know, the turd blob away from her as she's doing it. And, you know, as she turns, you know, every fucking time she turns a valve, the game just fucking plays this cut scene, like almost the same one, like every, you know, four fucking times. And as it does that, it's taking control away from you. So it's like, oh, you know, you're turning and aiming with the fucking shotgun or whatever the fuck to, aim towards the fucking thing that's going towards her and fucking, oh, it's right up on her and fucking like, as you're turning, like fucking, oh, here's this fucking whatever, 10, 20 second fucking cutscene you gotta watch and it's fucking like cutting in and out, giving you control. It's like, dude, this is all fucking janky and fucked up. And, eventually, whatever, I fucking do it and fucking douchebag fucking Billy says something like, I don't know, hey, Queenie, take a look at this, fucking something stupid, and gets all fucking anime and fucking like midair fucking jumping and shooting. And then I want to fucking amputate my own fucking head and the game's fucking garbage. I wrote a review, again, gruntfreepress.com, I wrote a fucking review pretty much saying as much, fuck that game. And, fuck you, because I'm going to take a break. So we're going to try to keep this short this time. So I got it all timed out, lined up. Fucking, I'm hitting my marks, and I'm gonna take a break. To the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is part two of Batman, the Telltale game. What I'm going to talk about is I played Batman, the Telltale game, part two. If you recall, if you've reached back in your mind, I thought the first episode of Batman was pretty good, but it was fucking riddled with all sorts of the usual fucking PC game problems that are pretty common. Maybe it's the Riddler, the resolution Riddler. It was, you know, the resolution, because the resolution of the fucking the Batman game was all fucked up. When I played it, episode one, everything was all fucking blurry and, like, pixelated and shit, and the triggers were swapped in the controller, so it's like, the left trigger was really registering as the right trigger, and, you know, vice versa and shit, and, but, you know, I fucking played it, I'm like, oh, whatever, it's kind of fucked up, but, I was figuring, like, yeah, this is, you know, it's bugs here. I mean, I did play that entire first episode where it was all fucking like blurry and shit, and just being like, ah, whatever. I mean, figure that's how the game fucking looked, because whatever, fucking Telltale. But not exactly a fucking graphics fucking powerhouse. I mean, the games run on fucking iPhones and shit. So you know, I was thinking like, ah, it's kind of buggy. But what's cool about fucking, you know what I mean, the episodic fucking structure, you know what I mean? So it's not like fucking like, this is fucking, it's got some bugs in it, but they have a fucking month to, like, you know, go through it and figure the shit out and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, you know, fix shit before episode two comes out. So at least, like, you know, all the other ones will be fucking fine anyway. So, you know, again, it was fucking about a month later since episode one. I mean, it should be more than enough time to get the shit straightened out. Right? You'd think so. So I boot up the, you know, updated game with fucking chapter two in there and all that shit. And hey, still all fucking pixelated. I fucking, like, noticed it, like, right off the bat. By then I'd fucking, like, seen, like, real fucking, real video of people playing the real version, not the fucking, I don't know, 8-bit version I was fucking playing. And so, I mean, all right, it's time to do the fucking good old fucking Steam forum deep dive dance. And hey, there is a fix for fucking that problem. I guess, you know, people are having it. And you ever heard of DPI scaling? Well, I learned about it, or I followed the steps to fucking fix that shit anyway and make it look like a fucking normal game. So then, you know, then I start playing my fucking in focus fucking Batman game, and look, it does, it's fucking like, oh, this looks like an actual video game now. Looked much better, so that's fine. Figure it's kind of fucked up, didn't fix that, but whatever, fucking, I'll just play it instead of going to some fucking settings and compatibility mode, and I don't know, look at the fucking Steam forums if you're having the same problem. So I get to my first action scene, and I fail, because fucking, you know, I fail the fucking quick time event, and fucking Batman gets his fucking head crushed, and because the triggers are still fucking swapped out, it's still like left triggers, right trigger, that shit. So the fuck, then didn't fix that either. And for, you know, for these games, I mean, it's not really a big fucking deal if you fucking fail. I mean, whatever, there's fucking checkpoints out the ass, and but still, I mean, fucking a month later and the same shit's still pretty fucked. I mean, it seems like it'd be a pretty easy fix. I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, they don't let you, like, map buttons yourself. I don't know why, but I mean, figure, just, again, there's fucking the Marvel Ultimate Alliance shit of just, like, how is this fucked up? I mean, it's just, like, again, it runs on Windows 10, and fucking Windows 10 supposed to be, like, all this shit supposed to be, like, native in there of, you know, should support 100% fucking, like, you know, Xbox fucking controllers and shit. So, yeah, then whatever. So I'm like, all right, just keep in mind, whatever it says, fucking right trigger, pull the fucking left trigger instead. Kind of fucked up, but whatever. But then every now and then you get it shows up this thing like, oh, pull off your fucking finishing move, and there's like fucking you gotta hold down the right trigger, or in my case the left trigger. It's like fucking, you know, RT and fucking, like, whatever, like A or something. So you gotta do like a trigger and a button at the same time. And that just doesn't fucking work at all. Like, fucking, I'm like, I tried everything. Like, I'm like, all right, well, right trigger, so maybe it's left trigger and fucking A, try that. And like, nope, that didn't work. I'm fucking like, maybe for this instance, it's really the right trigger and A. do that. Nope. I'm like, all right. So then fucking just do like every fucking button combination I can fucking possibly do. Fucking like, oh, maybe it's the right bumper in fucking A. Maybe it's fucking right trigger in X. I fucking did that like a fucking whatever. A bunch of times and fucking nothing works. So only way to get around that apparently is fucking use the keyboard. And then fucking like on the keyboard, it's like fucking press left and right arrow at the same time or something stupid. So it's like, all right, I guess I'll do that for this one fucking thing. And then fucking that's it. So did that and fucking whatever. Again, have to try and hit the fucking every fucking button combination on the fucking controller and seeing fucking Bruce Wayne get stabbed in the back like fucking 50 times. That's what I had to do. So despite all that, despite all the fucking technical shit, the second episode is really fucking good. Much faster paced than the first one. I mean, it's almost like fucking nonstop action scenes and pretty fucking brutal for a fucking Batman game. I mean, I said that before, I think, about the first episode, but I mean, there's a fucking lot of people getting shot the fuck up, you know, having their fucking brains fucking blown out in front of you and all that. And, it's not really fucking like whatever. It's not like Walking Dead level gore or anything like that, but it's pretty shocking playing this fucking cartoony Batman game and then fucking dudes get fucking pumped full of holes and, you know, they're fucking bleeding out and shit. And I like where they're going with the story, and, you know, they're doing the redesigns for the characters, and they're all pretty cool. And, you know, I was complaining about having to fucking hear about, Bruce Wayne's fucking parents being murdered outside of a theater for, like, you know, the 100th fucking time. It's like, I don't really need, like, this fucking origin story shit again, but, the way they do it in the Telltale game is they twist it, so it's like, maybe they were actually assassinated instead of just fucking, you know, shot by like a random mugger or whatever. And maybe it was a hit, like a mob hit, and fucking, you know, Bruce Wayne was fucking, you know, working with the fucking mob, and he owed them money, or he fucked him over, and fucking, you know what I mean, or that's how we got his money was from the mob, and fucking whatever. And, you know, Bruce knew that when he was a kid, but he was just fucking blocking all that shit out, and he just fucking, that's how he remembered it, was fucking his parents just getting mugged or whatever, random fucking violence, or he didn't want to fucking think about it. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I just, you know, like I said, it's a cool fucking twist on that shit. And, and I wasn't sure about how the villains looked. I'm like, fucking, like, the Penguin's just a fucking Australian dude and fucking pretty normal looking guy and all that, but, then in this one, and then episode two, he's fucking like, holding up like some fucking, mayoral fucking debate or whatever. And fucking, you know, his whole crew goes in there and he's wearing a fucking, this Penguin fucking like Eyes Wide Shut fucking Penguin mask. And, you know, it's fucking kind of cool looking. And, you know, it's like a bit of the fucking, you know, Christopher Nolan, the Dark Knight and all that shit, that dark, gritty take, but almost like more realistic on it, because it's not fucking, you know, nothing like crazy. I mean, they introduced the Scarecrow, and like, it's like, dude, he looks pretty cool too, almost like fucking like H.R. Giger fucking design to him. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's fucking pretty cool so far. I'm just fucking, wow, there wasn't much to like to this fucking episode. It was almost like nonstop, just fucking action. It seemed kind of short too, like fucking, I don't know if it was actually a lot shorter than the first episode, or most of the Telltale games were like whatever, hour and a half to 2 hours. Like, this seemed like it was only an hour or so, but I'm not sure if that's really the case or it just seemed like that. It was just fucking just like nonstop, fucking, all right, action scene, go to here, fucking short story, fucking action scene. But yeah, I mean, fucking, I'm enjoying it. I hope they fix the fucking controller shit and all that bullshit before episode 3, but I mean, who knows, at this point. So yeah, it was pretty cool. So liking that. They say they're going to have all of the episodes out before the end of the year, which I think there's going to be like 5 or 6 of them. So that's the case. Should be episode 3 in a month or less, hopefully. So went through that, pretty cool. Then I started playing. I keep referencing fucking Forza Horizon 3, which is the last thing I have written down. So yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a race to the finish, as they say. So I had a few days before Forza Horizon 3 came out, and it didn't, you know, didn't have anything to play after fucking Resident Evil Zero, anything new anyway. So I did the scroll through my fucking Steam games thing, just trying to find something I wanted to play that I hadn't played before, hopefully. And instead of doing that, I started playing fucking Tomb Raider again, the reboot one from, I think it's 2012, maybe, I think 2012, maybe 2013. Not the original one from the 90s, and not Rise of the Tomb Raider. That shit gets fucking confusing. Just saying, I was gonna play some Tomb Raider, and fucking like, it's like three different ones, I guess. It's called Tomb Raider and the Rise of the Tomb Raider. You could just fucking say, like, oh yeah, it's just, when you say Rise of, I don't know. So even on fucking like Steam, like if you look at the list, they list the original like PS1 fucking Tomb Raider as fucking, they call it Tomb Raider 1, like fucking that's called Tomb Raider 1, and then the reboot is just Tomb Raider. So it's really fucking confusing when they do that shit. But yeah, I was playing the reboot one. I played it on 360 when it first came out, and I fucking loved it then. And, you know, it's just one of those deals where it's like after the bullshit of fucking going through Resident Evil Zero, which, you know, I was pretty sure, you know, from fucking my old original fucking playing that on fucking GameCube and shit, I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is going to be fucking bad. And it actually turned out worse than I fucking remembered it. So, I needed to play fucking something I knew was good. And, one of those deals where it's like, I haven't fucking, you know, reviewed this yet. I have a fucking game website, so I can justify it that way anyway. We're fucking like, I should probably be playing something new, but I'm just going to play this that I know is going to be good, and I can fucking talk about it, and write about it, hopefully. But within like fucking like five minutes of playing the game, my fucking eyes started fucking like welling up. And I know how much of a pussy ass that makes me sound, but I was literally getting fucking like tears in my eyes, and not like fucking like, oh, this, you know, heartfelt fucking emotional fucking story or anything like that. But it's just like, it's like, I'm like, dude, I just remembered how fucking good the goddamn game was, and, you know, how good of a fucking character, Laura is, and fucking just like, oh yeah, fucking all this shit coming up. This game is fucking great. Fucking just, you know, just memories of a fucking playing a fucking really good fucking game. I was just fucking like, oh, this is just like so good, and fucking like, there's just fucking whatever. And it's like those war movie tears, or you fucking like whatever, see a fucking war movie, it's just fucking like, oh, it's just like so like whatever. Like, not really sad, just fucking like heroic, of just fucking, you know, the fucking music swells up and fucking some dude fucking runs out in a fucking hail of fucking gunfire, and your fucking eyes just fucking start like, you know, So I start getting misty-eyed. As fucking, that's how I felt fucking as soon as I started playing fucking Tomb Raider. I know that's silly, but hey, go fuck yourself. And you know, having fucking finished whatever Uncharted 4 a few months ago, something like that, start playing Tomb Raider, and just fucking again immediately, it's just like, dude, this game is so much fucking better than that entire series, including fucking 4. Just everything about it, the fucking platforming, the fucking story, the fucking, you know, combat, the shooting, the, you know, the level design, like the, you know, the collectibles, all that, just everything, just shits all over it. I mean, I don't know how fucking people can even question that. Like, one of those things I don't get. It makes me fucking, I don't know, again, bumming me out. Yeah, like fucking the entire fucking whatever video game community is just fucking like bumming me out. Just fucking, again, shitting on good shit and like, you know, hyping up fucking garbage more than it should, and then fucking bumps me out even further that, like, you know, the hype is pretty much all there is. Like, fucking, like, no, there's no fucking, nothing to really talk about, like, substance anymore. It's just fucking like, oh, how's it trending on fucking Twitter, and how many likes does it have on YouTube, and fucking PR, marketing, and it's just like, dude, like, that's all fucking Uncharted and Sony doing to an extent. I'm just fucking like, oh, how good's our PR? How good's our marketing? And we gotta hype all this. I don't care if it's a shitty game. It's just fucking hype it up. If it's bad, we'll fucking disown it later and fucking, you know, make a joke about it. But just, you know, hype it and give us your money and whatever. It's fucking like, I was just reading some fucking article about like Firewatch selling like fucking like, you know, they're doing really well, I guess. And they fucking sold like millions of fucking copies. And, one of those deals, I haven't fucking played that game and I probably never will. I'm just fucking, I don't like the fucking people who made it. They, or they have some podcast called like Idle Thumbs, I think. And I listened to that for a while and fucking like, it wasn't very good, but it's fucking like, whatever. This fucking, they're talking about fucking making this fucking Firewatch game. And, interesting from that point where it's fucking like, whatever, you can fucking hear about them and whatever. If I keep listening, like fucking, cool. They fucking, you know, and then they'll release it and they can talk about it and all that shit. And, but the more I listen to it, it's like, dude, I really dislike like all of these fucking people. Like they just fucking like whatever. They just, just seem kind of, I don't know, fucking hipster, fucking just like, I don't know, fucking dry, just, I don't like them. They're boring and fucking like, whatever, just, you know, all in the, and again, once the fucking whole like, gamers are dead, fucking Gamergate thing, you know, they have like Anita fucking Sarkeesian on there and fucking like, she's, you know, helping them make the game and fucking like all this shit and just like, dude, this is fucking like, I just dislike them. I can't stand, like, now it's fucking this reaction whenever I hear that fucking any of their fucking voices and fucking like, you know, other podcasts are like, hey, we have this special guest on from fucking Idle Thumbs. It's just like, Jesus Christ. And I think, like, you know, I think that the game just released on Xbox One like this week or last week or going, I don't know, soon, but so they had all these fucking podcasts on with fucking like whatever. Here's fucking Sean, whoever the fuck, Vanaman or some shit, the writer of that game. They have him on, and I guess he wrote the fucking The Walking Dead, the first season of that too, which I really liked, but whatever. You know, he wasn't out in front of there like promoting the fucking Walking Dead on everything and fucking, you know, any of that shit, but. So all these fucking podcasts have them on, and like without fail, I'm like, all right, well, whatever. I was fucking like, I generally like fucking like podcasts I've listened to for fucking like years, and like whatever, fucking like I haven't missed a fucking episode, and haven't fucking like, you know, I'll listen to it all the way through, and fucking all that shit, just fucking like interviews with this fucking guy, and they're all just like fucking like, you know, pandering to him and kissing his ass, and he's fucking like, like fake, like humble, like fucking like, my game did well. Oh, I don't know. I wake up every day. I don't know how it happened to me. I'm just so lucky and fucking just like so like ignorant. Like, no, again, nothing, no hard questions, no addressing. Like, why are you such a piece of shit? Why is fucking Anita Sarkeesian fucking helping you make games and fucking all this bullshit and fucking. So I had to stop quite a few of them, like midway through and fucking like the interview. I'm like, I just can't listen to the rest of this. This is fucking making me like so mad. I had to fucking like stop it. And, So I heard that and then I fucking just read like, they made so much money and they're getting all this help to like set up working with a movie studio. They can make a fucking Firewatch movie and it's so successful and all this like that. And then fucking, like, right before I went on, I read something about fucking, like, Soma, the game fucking Soma, which is fucking excellent, from the fucking guys who made fucking Amnesia, this fucking great game, and in the same fucking vein of, yeah, it's horror, obviously, but it's fucking, like, you know, same type of, not really, you know, just kind of, like, just walking simulator type thing, but some gameplay to it, where, you know, you get a fucking, some, like, kind of, like, stealth and, like, puzzly shit, and just fucking, like, reading about that, and the guys who made that, they're like, fucking, like, hey, you know, the game's been out for a fucking year, pretty much, and, like, we just now just fucking made our money back, and, you know what I mean, they have, like, no hype behind that, and, you know what I mean, they're fucking, like, real, like, real artistic, like, fucking, like, deep shit, not just fucking, like, whiny, fucking emo fucking drama, soap opera garbage. Like, they made, like, an actual, like, game with, like, substance to it, and fucking creativity and shit, and fucking just, like, you know, they just get fucking like kind of swept under the rug. Nobody talks about it because they're not whatever marketable. They're not fucking PR. They don't have fucking Sony behind them fucking marketing their fucking game and, you know, whatever. And just fucking that just drove me fucking, you know, it's not mainstream enough and shit. It just drove me nuts of like those two, just seeing them like fucking those two tales. You know what I mean? Fucking Firewatch. Oh, that's a huge fucking success because, you know, we fucking, you know, they're deep in the industry and they're fucking, you know, buddies with them and they're getting the fucking press and, you know, they put out some game, which by all accounts is just fucking like a 2-hour fucking nothing game. Again, I haven't played it. I don't want to fucking support them, but yeah, it's fucking like 2-hour fucking walking simulator, which apparently says like some fucking like bullshit, like non-committal fucking like ending and fucking just like, oh, okay, like I gone home or something that sounds like, so immediately I'm just, no, I'm not not supporting that shit. And fucking get, I need a fucking Sarkeesian's names in the fucking like credits. And it's just like, dude, that's the one. Again, they hyped that shit up for years, and fucking because of that, it sells like whatever, millions of fucking copies. It's fucking like they're making money in like, you know, a month, and fucking they get other fucking companies like working with them to fucking make movies. And on the other hand, fucking Soma just fucking like, I don't know, they fucking guys made like Amnesia or something. I don't know, fucking nobody plays it or fucking talks about it or hypes it up. So it's fucking like, dude, those guys deserve like so much. It's just, I don't know, drives me fucking nuts. But anyway, what was I talking about? Fucking Tomb Raider, fucking amazing game. Yeah, so again, on that vein, just fucking like, you know, amazing fucking game. And you know, why is fucking nobody fucking talking about it? Like, why is nobody still like, people should still be talking about fucking Tomb Raider. Just, you know, great fucking fantastic game. I mean, it should be I don't know, fucking, instead of fucking, again, just fucking The Last of Us. Talk about, oh, The Last of Us, greatest game ever, and it's not, really not that good of a game. I think people are nuts just fucking say that, but Tomb Raider is much better. So why aren't people talking about that? I don't know. Hype and fucking garbage, and yeah. So, getting that fucking grumpy old man mood where I get pissed because I know why, you know, again, I know why people aren't talking about it. Fucking bullshit. Hype and marketing and fucking fanboys overrating the fucking PlayStation exclusives, and everyone has the fucking attention span of a fucking sequel. So once the game's out for a day, it's forgotten, and fucking let's hype up the next fucking piece of shit. And, isn't fucking Tomb Raider a fucking old game for fucking old people? And yeah, it is, but it's better than fucking an interactive fucking movie and fucking rummaging through a fucking house garbage. So, to sum it up, I fucking hate everybody is what I'm trying to say. So I'm playing Tomb Raider. I'm playing a little bit differently this time, a little different than the first time I played it. Cause I was on a bit of a time crunch again, just fucking, you know. I knew fucking Forza's coming, and not like I was fucking rushing through or like speed running or any of that shit, but before I played it first, you know, I tried to get every collectible I could in each area. Once I get like, you know, I'd fucking like just everything I could, but it's like, oh, I can't get, you know, you can't get some of it before you get certain equipment like later on in the story. So, you know, once I got that new equipment, I'd backtrack and fucking, you know, get that shit and, you know, get the shit I couldn't get before. And, you know, almost like that little of a Metroidvania type thing. It's fucking like, oh, I need an, you know, whatever, a fucking, climbing axe to fucking get up here. And, you know, we don't have that yet until like later on, and then you back out and do it. But, if you do that, that makes the game fucking last a long time, and it, totally not necessary, just extra shit to, you know, make it longer, and, you know, throw in more, like, traversal puzzles and that type of shit, and, yeah, still definitely fucking, if you don't do that, still a decently long game, and fucking, Jesus Christ, poor fucking Lara Croft mac and cheese. I still didn't fucking finish the game before fucking Forza came out, and one of those deals where it's like, I could just definitely just take breaks from fucking Forza and go back and forth and finish it up, you know what I mean? Fucking like, I could just fucking take like, whatever, take an hour off of fucking Forza. I might end up doing that too, like towards the end of, you know, once I play more Forza, but I could just go back and forth between the two, but you know, Forza is one of those games where you just fucking, as you're playing it, you kind of get lost in it, and Tomb Raider to fucking, like, you know, really fucking, the way it's supposed to be played, I guess, it's just like so, like, carefully paced out that it kind of loses something if you don't keep playing it, if you don't play it, like, straight through, like, undivided attention type deal. So I almost feel like, you know, I'd have to start like all over again, which I wouldn't mind doing that again. It's an awesome game. I'd fucking play it over and over again if I had the time. But, it's just like, I'm at that point where it's fucking like, I gotta get this fucking, start playing Forza, cause whatever, it's Forza and fucking really good games. I mean, obviously fucking completely different, but, it's just fucking, You know, you want to get your fucking driving skills and fucking learning the map and learning the fucking roads and the cars and all that shit. You want to fucking keep that. And then it's fucking like to go back to Tomb Raider and, I don't know, you know, same shit happened with fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider, last year. Played through that. I fucking love that game too, but, you know, I was jumping back and forth between, you know, Rise of the Tomb Raider and Fallout 4, so it kind of got lost in the mix, and it's one of those, again, I didn't fucking review that one either, because it's fucking, it's like I played through it and fucking completely, I loved it, and once the credits fucking rolled at the end, I was just fucking like, oh, that was fucking awesome, like fucking like, I didn't even want to like take the time to fucking write a review. I was just like, oh, that was fucking great, fucking let that fucking feeling of great game sink in, and oh yeah, back to the fucking wasteland to fucking Fallout, like immediately, you know what I mean? I got fucking lost in there, and that game kind of got lost in that Mojave Desert or Boston fucking wasteland, whatever. But both the new Tomb Raiders are so good that I'm just gonna keep repeating that over and over again until like subconsciously I remember that I have to donate my fucking full attention at some point and write reviews for them and. You know, after I get like halfway through fucking, you know, Tomb Raider is fucking like, they have that Game of the Year edition of Rise of the Tomb Raider coming out on like PC and PS4, I guess. And, you know, even though I have the fucking game on Xbox One, I fucking bought the season pass and I probably have all that shit already on fucking Xbox One. I'm just like, I'm going to buy it again for fucking PC just to have it there. And because it's so fucking good and, yeah, I'll say it here, so you can all be my fucking witnesses. And next time I have a fucking break in new games, I just need to fucking sit my fucking ass down and play both of the fucking Tomb Raiders and review them, and just so there's a record, a grunt free fucking record. That's my promise right there. Someday before I die, I'm gonna fucking play through Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider, and write a review for them. So I already talked about my Friday the 13th update, which I did not get my beta code. But what did happen is it's kind of, I should have talked about this earlier, but I got fucking lost in the mix and different. It's in the time loop. On a positive note about Friday the 13th, the game, they did update the virtual cabin. So, you know, pretty much speaking of walking simulators, pretty much like a fucking whatever, they'll go through the fucking game with the art assets of it and, you know, just look at shit, and it's almost like a museum, that virtual cabin I talked about. But so the game seems to run a little bit smoother for me, and you can open up, not one, but, two different bathrooms you can go into, and not much in there. I mean, they're just bathrooms. I mean, you get a bathtub with some blood in it, and a book about, post-traumatic stress, and, you know, flush the toilets, turn on the sink, like that type of shit, literal shit again. Yeah, I mean, they look like bathrooms, because that's what they are. And if you go down in the Jason room, there's another model in there, another, display got fucking uncovered for, the Jason from, part 6, and one where he just got, you know, it looks like he just got resurrected. He's fucking holding a spear. He's got his jumpsuit on, fucking yellow work gloves and shit. Looks good. I mean, some, you know, everything looks fucking good. I just want to fucking play the goddamn game already. So let's make with the beta codes there, Gun Media. Speaking of horror movies, don't forget about Monster Madness starting up on Cinemasker on October 1st, as usual. If you don't know what Monster Madness is, it's James Rolfe, I mean, a.k.a. the angry video game nerd. He does an annual series where, you know, he's basically reviewing horror movies all month long. Usually there's a video every day for every day of the month in October. And he's saying this is probably his last one, or the last time he's going to go all out for it anyway, and do like a video every day. So I would suggest check out the old ones too. If you haven't done that already and you like horror movies, and, you know, he needs to talk about fucking, Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. You know, does a pretty good job of getting me into the fucking Halloween spirit. You know, the only holiday I really give two fucks about. Yeah, they're not like fucking all like, it's not like, you know, angry video game nerd. Like, he's not like ripping on him or anything like that. He's fucking just pretty much reviewing, talking about him, and just, you know, short videos. Again, one of those things like the countdown to fucking Halloween, and it just really does get me in the fucking that mood of just fucking like, oh yeah, it's fucking just, you know, come home every day after fucking work, and you know there's a fucking video there, and fucking watch those, and again watch a couple of the old ones. Monster Madness, pretty fucking cool, I gotta say. Yeah, so but you know what's really scary, and I'll keep this brief because it's fucking, again, at this point I'm fucking running on fumes here. And I really end up sounding like a fucking broken record fucking talking about this shit. But Palmer Luckey, our good pal Palmer, the founder of Oculus Rift, you know, the one who likes frolicking on the virtual beach with a Hawaiian shirt and no shoes, that Palmer Luckey, time cover model Palmer Luckey. So I talked about that shit before. I mean, fucking whatever. I think talked about fucking VR and shit, and I think he is, you know, from what I've, you know, what I fucking read, like his fucking quotes and shit, and him talking about it, I think he has probably one of the most realistic views on VR. And by the way, boo, it's the ghost of VR. Remember that? Yeah. It's been out for a while, and I was that for fucking Halloween spirit, and too big to fail, spooky train wreck VR, boo. But by all accounts, fucking VR is not going so hot. You know, Oculus and fucking Vive, they've been out for a while, and why, well, you didn't know that, and you know, don't care about that. I don't think anybody else does either, because yeah, again, I don't think they're selling very well and not really going anywhere beyond the fucking initial fucking real fucking hardcore fucking whatever. Most of them probably fucking like, oh, I have to review this for my job, so I had to buy one, and then, like, you know, the very few like, sure, why not, fucking, I don't know, not going anywhere, pretty much what I'm saying. So boo, steam machines. So Palmer Luckey said something like, you know, again, it's just like his fucking like quotes and shit, just fucking, you know, I've heard him say like, look, you know, VR is probably not ready yet for fucking prime time, and you know, saying, you know, he said, you know, all these hurdles we gotta fucking overcome, like fucking, you know, like all these cords fucking hanging off you and fucking trying to move around, fucking cords dangling all over the place, and you know, dealing with fucking movement and that type of shit, and you know, pretty much said like, hey, if you can afford these fucking first generation, if you want to call it that, like the first generation fucking VR, even though trying to fucking do the same shit forever, if you want to, you know, the newest fucking machines they have out anyway, and you're thinking like, oh, it's a neat toy, you know what I mean, you can fucking afford it, and you can, or you know, you're fucking curious and fucking like, oh hey, I can kind of see where this could go once they fucking figure all this bullshit out, I mean, if you want to get one, I mean, he's basically said like, yeah, fine, you know what I mean, do that, and anybody else doesn't want to, I mean, this is not like, you hear people like, oh no, it's just anybody who fucking doesn't want one, they just don't try it, or they don't get it, and fucking like, they haven't tried it yet, and it's fucking mind-blowing, and you know, Palmer Luckey's basically said like, hey, look, it's fucking totally understandable why fucking most people don't want to fucking deal with this bullshit, and you know, either just fucking wait, you know what I mean? Just fucking either wait for something better or whatever. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's fucking pretty rational and fucking reasonable about it. So I kind of respected that, but but he wasn't in the news this week because he was fucking reasonable. Is, you know, that doesn't fucking bring in those fucking sweet clicks, you know? A fucking like, hey, young millionaire talks reasonably about his company, you know what I mean, fucking not really a good article for today's youth. But no, he's in the news because Palmer Luckey is sit down for this because it's a shocker, and make sure there's no young kids in the room. This is a serious fucking like monster. This is the real monster madness right here. He's turns out he might be a Trump supporter. Boo. Kind of anyway. I mean, I guess he gave some money to some group, and that just posts online shit. I get like shit, like literal, like just like shit posts, garbage and like memes, and fucking puts up billboards with like anti Hillary Clinton shit on it, and you know, making fun of her, like whatever. And I don't really know the little fucking details to it, because I really don't give a shit. But that's kind of the point. I mean, neither should you, neither should the fucking media, and probably neither should fucking Oculus, I guess. I mean, like really, it's fucking political shit. Like it shouldn't, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be. I'm pretty sure it's in like every like contract and like fair fucking employment thing. I'm just like, hey, we can't really discriminate because of like politics, and you know what I mean? Politics, religion, fucking race, creed, all that bullshit. But holy shit. I mean, fucking, the media went fucking old school, fucking Gamergate, like, copy and pasting fucking Twitter and Facebook fucking posts, and, you know, everyone should be outraged, like, you know what I mean? Like, this fucking car, it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, you know, they're outing him of being, you know, he might have gave money to fucking help support Trump, like, indirectly, and, you know, they're like outing him, like, you know, like they caught him like fucking a kid or something, like fucking Jared from fucking Subway or something. I mean, there's not much to the fucking story. Just pretty much like, hey, Palmer Luckey gave money to a kind of pro Trump group, and, you know, they're fucking like shaming him, and, you know, like he has, you know, he had to do the fucking apology thing where he's saying like, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm a libertarian, which is pretty much like the fallback. You know what I mean? Fucking like, no, I'm not. Oh, I'm a libertarian, being like fucking the safe thing of saying like, I'm not really a fucking, you know, left, hardcore left wing. I can just say like fucking like, I'm whatever, libertarian, like whatever the fuck. You know, and you get fucking Oculus making fucking statements like fucking, oh, you know, those are his personal views, doesn't reflect the company, and you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, does anybody else realize how fucking insane that is? Like, you know, how the fuck do you even have a leg to stand on, and that, you know, gaming journalists and the media is any kind of fucking like objectivity, and you know, they're not fucking pushing an agenda, which, you know, they've tried fighting that shit, fighting back, and, you know, they're fucking, you know, fucking blatant, real fucking blatant about fucking shaming someone for maybe supporting a group that may, you know, maybe supporting a group that maybe supports a candidate that isn't like the right one. You know what I mean? It just seems fucking, this just makes me fucking sick. Like, seriously, like, I don't get, like, again, you never see like, oh, he Palmer Luckey fucking donated to some group that, you know, posts like anti-Trump like posters and shit, post that, like that'd be like an LOL, oh man, like fucking high five shit, you know what I mean? But the other way around, it's like, dude, you guys are fucking insane, like, just like, it's fucking gross, it really is. And, you know, but I've ranted about all this shit fucking ad nauseum already, so I'll just sum up my feelings again, and just, you know, Any side or group or fucking person that supports fucking, you know, absolutism of just fucking like, this is right, this is wrong, or fucking, you know, political or whatever otherwise, and, you know, censorship, and hey, guess what? Guess who's fucking like real, was in the 90s, the fucking Mortal Kombat Night Trap shit. Guess who was real heavy into censoring fucking video games? Guess what? It was fucking Hillary Clinton. You know, and fucking group shaming and fucking, you know, calling the other side fucking, you know, you just hear it fucking like, oh, anybody that supports that, oh, they're just stupid. They're just fucking whatever, you know, or they shut them out, and, you know, they put their fingers in their ears and fucking not bothering to listen to like anybody, you know, what anybody is fucking actually saying from the other side. Just fucking like, oh, I don't like this, I'm gonna fucking delete it, I'm gonna delete this fucking post, I'm gonna delete this, and fucking, oh, well, fucking whatever, fucking anything, just fucking like, oh, we're just gonna ignore the fucking rational, anybody like making sense on this side, and just fucking like, you know, I don't know, put your fucking finger in your fucking ears, and I don't know. Anybody like that, I mean, they're on the wrong fucking, always on the wrong fucking side of history, and, you know, you're the piece of shit, and, you know, that kind of bullshit they're pulling is exactly the kind of shit that gets fucking, you know, people in the middle fucking rational, not fucking like crazy extremist either way. You see that you see that, you know what I mean? And fucking just being like, no, these people are dumb. They're stupid. And look at this guy. Let's fucking witch hunt him. I mean, fucking like for having different views. I mean, you see that and you just pretty much just, you know, say, go fuck yourself. And, you know, you move a little bit towards the other side. And so it was really fucking stupid. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fucking shit's like fucking backfiring. So who's an idiot? You fucking Nazis. And yeah, I mean, this fucking SJW, fucking PC, hardcore, fucking liberal versus Republican bullshit. I mean, this is pretty much like the new religion. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like fundamentalist, fucking crazy motherfuckers, like on both sides, obviously. But yeah, I mean, my generation back in my day, my generation fought fucking tooth and nail the fucking, you know what I mean, out fucking religion and fucking pretty much. I mean, I'd say like that's our crowning achievement, I think. I'm just like, you know, we fought fucking, you know, socially anyway, we fought fucking tooth and nail just to fucking show everybody how fucking retarded being a fucking religious fanatic is, you know. That's, and they pretty much, that's what they used, I mean, even for to justify, like, whatever, like, fighting fucking, you know, Muslims and shit, you know, fucking extremist fucking Muslims fucking over and terrorists and just fucking, oh, they're fundamentalists, you know, crazy fucking religious people. I mean, that was fucking just to look at that. I mean, for the public opinion to be like, oh, that's fucking shocking. Like, you know what I mean? Like that people are that like serious about fucking afterlife, fucking fantasy garbage and doing real things. So, and this is fucking pretty much what this is fucking PC, you know, politically correct, fucking SJW, fucking feminism, fucking garbage. I'm just fucking like, oh no, fucking everything. You gotta follow this. You gotta follow this code, this fucking moral code. Letting that shit fucking rule your life, your thoughts, and your fucking morals, and you know, this is the, you know, the after fucking, you know, religion's gone, like, this is the shit that fucking came up in this place, pretty much, for every fucking weak-minded fucking asshole to fucking cling to, and, you know, us against them, and fucking, if, you know, they're on the other side, and, you know, if they're saying it, you know, if we say it, you don't agree with it 100%, then, you know, you have to be on the, you have to, there's no middle ground. I mean, it's fucking, you got to be with our book of laws, or you're a bad person. You're gonna go to fucking Twitter hell, and it's just fuck. I don't know. Am I fucking dead yet? I don't know. I hope I am. So that was that. Anyway, Forza Horizon 3. I played that. I played a lot of it, and it's good, and it makes me happy. Kind of. That's it. I'm probably just going to end it with that because I don't know. I played it. I had some problems with the first of it fucking not running on my PC, and I had to fucking play it on my Xbox One instead, but whatever, no big deal. But I don't know. I'm tired. That took a lot out of me, and I want to fucking play Forza. So, yeah, there you go. I played that most of the week, and I talked about it for like 2 seconds. But gruntfreepress.com is the website you can go to, and you can email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And yeah, that's it. Stay gay.